This episode is brought to you by the European Coworking Assembly. We are everything Coworking Europe. If you head to the Coworking Assembly website, you can connect with our Rural Coworking, European Freelancers Week, Coworking Symposium, Coworking Library, and Coworking Tools.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the first Coworking Values podcast of 2022. I hope you had a really restful holiday wherever you are in the world. And this is just our first kickoff episode to set the scene for at least the first part of 2022. So we had a lot of new subscribers to the podcast, a lot of new subscribers to our email list, and co-working just moved a lot in 2021. So some of you who are listening to this maybe aren't sure what the European Co-working Assembly is or what the Co-working Values podcast is. And the purpose of this podcast is to just set the scene and then we'll be going forward. So the first change we're going to have is we're going to have more people from the European Co-working Assembly community doing podcasts in the new year. One of the things I'm very excited about is we're going to explore doing a few ones in Spanish, because there's a lot of you listening, Spanish is your native language and co-working Spain is a big part of the European co-working calendar. And then if that works, we'll then go on to other languages, but that's a big deal. So if you can help with that, please get in touch, bernie@coworkingassembly.eu. And then also we have Jose, who is from Peru and lives in Slovenia. He's lived in Slovenia at least 20 years now. And he has came on board last year to coordinate what we call the rural co-working project. But that's, you know, he didn't invent rural co-working. It's just so many people around Europe and UK talking about Europe, talking about co-working. It's always been a big side event run by mainly the German Co-working Federation at Co-working Europe. So it's bringing all those conversations together, and people at academic levels, people at industry level, people in villages are all making that happen. What if everyone could walk to work and boot the commute from town square, which lent into that conversation as well. They're publications from the UK. So Jose is the person coordinating all those conversations and helping people initiate projects around rural co-working. So that is going to be a big deal. And Jose is going to be doing a regular podcast with us here to bring that alive. The pandemic meant that everyone stopped running into cities to co-working spaces and out co-working spaces or flexible workspaces or collaborative workspaces, whatever you want to call them, moved away from the center of cities and suburbs and rural areas are just becoming alive with that type of thing there, which is great for community, great for the local community, and it's great for people stopping to commute and the environment and things like that. So we're very enthusiastic about that. The other very long running project is the Co-working Library, which is run by Hector, Carsten and Joe. I like to explain about this. I'm not sure how accurate this is, but if you run a co-working space, you get hit up with, can I do a survey? I'm studying co-working and everything like that. And a lot of people have already done that research. It just gets, you know, more comprehensive and detailed every year. And Joe, Carsten and Hector set up the co-working library where people can publish their academic research and industry research too. There's some criteria to get in there. And then people like me can say, go to the co-working library instead of copying and pasting links and sending them in. That is a huge, very important part of the co-working assembly family. The next thing is the co-working symposium run by Marco from the University of Economics in Prague is back again for a third year. It looks like we're going to be able to do it in person. That is along with the research group for collaborative spaces and the co-working library. The co-working symposium is a really, really interesting collection of industry and academic people. This year it's probably going to be a bit more academic, and there's Marco now heads up there's a center for that researches the future of work at Prague University of Economics. And he sort of instigated that last year. So some very, very interesting conversations coming out of that. There's the Co-working Values podcast, which you're listening to now, is a key linchpin project of the co-working assembly. And we just gather conversations. If you go back, this is like the 130th episode we've done so far. And that is myself, and there's Z, who does all the show notes. There's Jelko, who you know from Serbia, who produces it all. And lots of people behind the scenes contribute to this happening. And we're just going to make this even more solid in 2022. Another moving swiftly on, because I'm conscious of time, and this is meant to be a 10-minute podcast. Something that it just, I don't know, really took my breath away in 2022 was the co-working idea project, which was she pretends she didn't, but was invented by Ashley Proctor from Co-working Canada, one of the longest serving co-working evangelists on the face of the planet. And the co-working idea project is about inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility in the co-working industry. And a lot of you listening to this contributed very, very hard to that over 2021. We ended up doing, I think it's like 10 challenges with people from all around the co-working universe, you know, in the States and in Europe. A lot of companies like Nexidus, Nook, I forget them all, Cobot, and other people contributed really deeply to that, both like turning up to the events and supporting behind the scenes. And in the end, the icing on the cake was we did a session, which is a co-working values podcast, which we put a link in the show notes to. We did a session that John Eves just made happen at Co-working Europe, where we had like 10 people talking about why this is important from all over the European co-working assembly. So it just the, you know, the amount of people listening to that. I think the last time I spoke to John Eves before Christmas, it was the fifth most watched session in the Co-working Europe platform. And there's like Carsten's co-working survey, global co-working survey, is always the thing that most people pay attention to. And then James from Instant Office always does a good show there. So, you know, we did really well there. And then there's European Freelancers Week, which we're going to be doing in October. And that is a regular newsletter. So if you go to European Freelancers Week, we're doing that every 2 weeks to build up to October, excuse me, which is the main event. And that, in terms of co-working, that is like the role we play in that is connecting with as many co-working spaces as possible in Europe so that people can connect with freelancers, independent economic agents, or whatever they're calling themselves, in those spaces. And a lot has happened in the last year about how people work, the future of work. You know, our friend Albert from Spain very early on, and Mark Navarro as well, were saying COVID has accelerated the future of work by 10 years. And the further we go on, the more evident that is. So there's a lot of people working on their own. There's also a lot of people, running their own businesses and their own freelance practices. There's also a lot of people working on their own who used to go to an office, and we're looking to help all of those people there. So if you would like, the last thing I want to give a shout out to, I just scrolled down my screen and found it here, is the This Week in Coworking is a newsletter run by our friend Hector. So if you go to This Week in Coworking, I think it's .com, or just type in This Week in Coworking, and there's always a link somewhere in our email. And that is a roundup, which is done by Hector. And it's like I'm going to say like nearly every story around the co-working workspace flexi universe every week, and he curates it, he gathers it in. Why I'm really keen to point this out is that it is an independently run thing, and so many things you see online, they're sponsored, there's an agenda to them, they're, you know, that they only represent a particular portion of the co-working industry. And Hector gathers stories from like big corporate giants doing co-working to, you know, aunties running a co-working space on the side of their farm. So, you know, there's a lot of tech in there. One of the things we found in co-working London is the conversation around how do I do this technology, what tech should I buy, what desk app should I use, and all that type of stuff is front and center. It's even very confusing. And, you know, Hector and the people he works with are a consistently reliable voice in that thing. So This Week in Coworking, obviously ours is the best newsletter on the face of the planet, which you can get to by going to coworkingassembly.eu. And the second best coworking newsletter in the world is Hector's. So both of those and this podcast are all you need for everything co-working in Europe in 2022. If you'd like to get in touch, just hit me up on social media, Bernie J. Mitchell somewhere, or hit reply to the Co-working Assembly newsletter. Hope you have a great 2022. We'd really love to connect with you, and thanks for all the support so far. Take care and be careful out there. It is a jungle.